Indians, you know, that big country fair or whatever you'd call it. Before that was Greg Allen's Fringe Religion with the Elevator Girl, and they're going to be playing a 4 p.m. matinee at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on this weekend. Why I didn't write dates down, it's this weekend. And then Muck and the Myers with King of the Beat. They're going to be playing Friday night at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. I have something for you here. This is a song. I loved this song when it was out. You don't hear much about this band, the Dream Syndicate. Does anybody remember them in the 80s? With Mike Watt, really good band. And this song, John Coltrane Stereo Blues, was from the 1984 album Medicine Show. I saw them back then, I think it was at the Channel. The LA band was around from like 81 to 89, and band leader Steve Wynn reformed the band in 2012. And they just released an album, How Did I Find Myself Here, which I just got a hold of. I have not had a chance to play it yet, but if it's as good as I think it's going to be, you'll be hearing some of that on the show too. As I really loved that band back then. So what I'm playing for you now, like I said, John Coltrane Stereo Blues, that's my favorite song of theirs. And they're going to be playing at the Once Ballroom in Somerville in December. I think it's on the 1st. So here is the Dream Syndicate.
Thank you. Got some fine wine in the freezer, Mama, I know what you like. I've got some John Coltrane on the stereo, baby, make you feel alright. I've got some fine wine in the freezer, Mama, I know what you like. I've got some John Coltrane on the stereo, baby, make you feel alright. I said that a man works hard all day and he can do what he wants to at night. What? Come on, come on. Ah!
This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rock Under the Radar with Marion Ferro.
In the morning, I got to leave this town. Everywhere I look, I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you. see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
All right. Sorry about that again. You just heard Boston Beer and the Devil's Twins doing What a Wonderful World, which was the hit for, was it Louis Armstrong, I believe, right? And let's see. Yes. It's from their brand new album, American Noir Volume 1, which just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's a great album, and album package is pretty cool. It's got like it looks like the cover of a DVD rather than an album. It's the size of the packages, and the cover photo of Jeremiah and Nikki is so cool. It's got this noir movie look to it, and it's a lot of fun. Little thing inside of it too. Anyway, that was Devil's Twins with What a Wonderful World. And before that, you heard, what do we hear next? Okay, Steve Winwood with Medicated Goo from his new album, Greatest Hits Live. Mainly a singer and keyboard player, Winwood was with the Spencer Davis Group, Blind Faith, and later having a solo career. And he's actually a great guitarist, too. If you see him live, he'll often do guitar in some songs. And, whoa, I never realized he was a great guitarist. Anyway, the songs in this live album span his career. Like you just heard Medicated Goo, which was from Traffic, from their third album, 1969's No Exit. Now, I've seen Winwood live several times. His shows are so great. I had been hoping he'd put out a live album, and I'm so glad he did. Before that, you heard Savoy Brown with Memphis Blues from the new album, Witchy Feeling. Savoy Brown's an English blues rock band formed in 1965, mainly active in the 60s and 70s. Had many lineup changes throughout, with guitarist and founding member Kim Simmons being the only one there all the way through. And he continues to lead a lineup of Savoy Brown today, recording and touring. And that was, like I said, from the new album. And the set started with Dream Syndicate with John Coltrane's Stereo Blues. from their 1984 album Medicine Show. And as I said, they have a brand new album out now, and can't wait to start playing it on the show here. Yeah. Now we'll get to some serious guitar time. Yay. And I'm going to start out with something else from that brand new album from Robin Trower, Time and Emotion. And this song is Can't Turn Back the Clock.
the sky is crying. Look at the tears roll down the street. The sky is crying. Look at the tears roll down the street. Ooh.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
That was some nice serious guitar, huh? First we heard Robin Trower with Can't Turn Back the Clock from his new album, Time and Emotion. After that, you heard new material, a material from Walter Trout's brand new album, We're All in This Together. He just came out in the past, probably a couple of weeks. He's got a different guest playing on each song, and in most cases, he wrote a song for the particular artist to play with him. And you heard the title track, Oh, We're All in This Together, for which he's joined by Joe Bonamassa. Trout is an American blues guitarist, singer, songwriter whose career began in the late 60s, early 70s. In 1981, he became the guitarist for Canned Heat, then was invited to play in John Mayall's Blues Breakers, which he left in 1989 to start his own band. He's had a couple of his own bands, lots of albums out, and you may recall that a couple of years ago, Trout was waiting for and finally got a liver transplant. And after extensive rehab and recovery, he started a tour in 2015 and continued touring in U.S. and Europe, released a studio album and a live one. And after being so close to death, Walter Trout's alive and grateful, happy to be playing again and playing with such a fiery passion. It's great hearing him. That live album was great. And the other song you heard was also from the Walter Trout album, and that was The Sky Is Falling, which featured Warren Haynes. Some great stuff there. And then the set ended with Nick Johnston, a Canadian guitarist who started playing guitar when he was 14 and got sick of playing hockey. He calls his music atomic rock, and he's in his 20s, and that was his fourth solo album, Remarkably Human, that came out, last year, yeah. Gavin Harrison and Brian Beller are on the album. The song you heard was Hypergiant. Nick Johnston will be playing at the Once Ballroom in Somerville on Thursday night. He's the opening act, and then there are two other guitarists, David Maxim McKick and Pliny, I don't know how you pronounce his name, but he's the headliner. I'm not familiar with the other two guitarists, but knowing how great Johnston is, if he's the opener, the other guys are probably outstanding as well. I'm looking forward to that show for sure. I had a little time left me to play. You know what? I think I'll play for you the new Bad Marriage song. I know we've been playing it, but it's a good song. The name of it is, what's the name of that? Long Way Down. So here's a new Bad Marriage single.
Like a sinking